Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 9 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is mild, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, perfect for being outdoors. Haifa is experiencing a light breeze, while it's slightly cooler in the south, around Be'er Sheva. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that former President Trump has threatened Tehran with 1,000 missiles if there are assassination attempts against him. Also, the Times of Israel shared that the IDF killed 3 Hamas commanders in Gaza airstrikes earlier today, including one involved in the October 7th invasion. Also this hour, Ynet says Iran has warned Israel of retaliation amidst diplomatic efforts led by Qatar to prevent renewed fighting. Separately, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency notes that UK Jewish groups are concerned as Andy Burnham, likely next Prime Minister, criticizes Israel over its Gaza actions. And finally, the Jewish News Syndicate shares that Senator Bernie Sanders compared Israel to Sudan and Russia, citing alleged war crimes, despite acknowledging the October 7th attacks. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global, a news platform, posted just minutes ago that Trump has given orders to have missiles ready if Iran attempts assassination. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, wrote earlier that it seems negotiating with Iran was a poor choice, referencing Trump's stance. Visegrad 24, a European news account, highlighted Trump's readiness to target Iran with 1,000 missiles. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Trump's threat to Tehran, Israel Hayom reports that this follows chants calling for his death at the funeral of Iran's supreme leader. Trump's stance signals heightened tensions that could escalate into military action, affecting regional stability. Turning to Gaza, the Times of Israel details that the IDF's airstrikes were part of ongoing operations targeting Hamas leadership. This follows Israel's defense of its detention practices at a Gaza hospital amid international concerns over humanitarian issues. The situation remains tense as peacekeepers struggle to be deployed. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights that Iran's warning to Israel comes as Qatar attempts to mediate between Iran and the U.S. These diplomatic efforts are crucial to averting further conflict. Yet Tehran's threats suggest challenges ahead. In the U.K., the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports that Andy Burnham's criticism of Israel has raised concerns among Jewish groups. As he positions himself to succeed Prime Minister Keir Starmer, his views on Israel might influence future UK-Israel relations. Finally, the Jewish News Syndicate discusses Bernie Sanders' comparison of Israel to Russia and Sudan. Sanders acknowledges the attacks Israel faced, but emphasizes the need for accountability in conflict actions, a stance likely to spark debate within US politics. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reveals that the CEO of Rami Levy has pointed to housing and property tax prices as key contributors to Israel's high cost of living, beyond the usual focus on dairy products. Separately, CTech debunks myths about the Israeli job market, highlighting insights from a survey involving 31 high-tech offices. The findings challenge the notion of a brain drain and the idea of an employer's market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Bank Hapoalim has secured a $50 million credit line for infrastructure projects in New York, expanding its financial influence beyond Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.